Okay. Thank you, guys. And right off the bat, I'll apologize for my voice, but that's the way it is, and I think I'm going to slow anything down right now. Quick reports. Let's see if I can do this. Betty is on retreat today in the Santa Cruz Mountains somewhere for the next week, so she won't be with us today. Lila sounds a lot worse than I do, and she won't be here today. Actually, she sounds better today than she did yesterday, so that's all good. Jason decided he's going to focus on yoga and not touch for health, so he won't be here. Who else are we missing here? Oh, Kim. It's too bad she's not coming. Yeah, I got a call from Betty Lou. Kim called her or emailed her or something and said she wasn't feeling well today either. So, and Maida's not here and Juan's not here and I haven't heard from them. I expect to see her. I saw Maida yesterday and she said, I'll see you tomorrow. So I'm assuming she's coming.
Jody.
Yes, where's Jody? Thank you. Nicely done. I didn't hear from Jody. Okay. So, here's what I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess that it's a good thing I'm recording this if anybody ever wants to listen to it, and I know you did. So, and did it come out okay enough? I mean, I didn't move it around a lot.
It came out.
Oh, okay. All right, good. There you are. Hello. No, you're just fine. You're just fine. We're just getting caught up. There are several people who are not doing well today or not here today or having fun today or have chosen otherwise today. So we're just doing a little catch-up. So I'm gonna record this again because Betty had asked, and you're going to miss a week, I think, next week. Yeah. And so what I'm going to suggest is this, that not next week, the following week when I'm not going to be here, whatever the date of that is. Okay,
April 1st.
April Fool's Day. I'm going to suggest that for those of you who are willing and able and wanting to and everything, that you guys actually come be here and balance each other, practice, find out what you know and what you don't know, which will be a perfect setup for our last Touch for Health week together the next week, the 8th. So you get to look at that and you get to see. If there's enough of you who want to do that, then I'm going to say, you know, the room will be here and you guys can come and do that. The liability, of course, is in some cases it's like the blind leading the blind, but the benefit of that also is like, you know what you know and then you know what you don't know. And so when we get together on the 8th, we'll have a long list of don't knows to fill in or to practice or to do. That'll also give a chance for people who miss a week somewhere to get caught up by you guys, and gives you a chance to share what you do know. So anyway, I'm suggesting that pretty strongly given that we've got some ins and outs here. Actually, so I don't have to remember to ask again. Is anybody willing to play that game? Okay, so let's consider that officially done, okay? That first is an official day.
We'll all remind ourselves next week.
Yeah, we will. That's perfect. Thank you. Okay, great. That's good. So today we have a whole bunch of good things. I was going to get through 7 muscles last time, but I had a whole lot of other things I wanted to share with you, and so we didn't. And so we'll go through probably 10 today. I mean, we'll just go through the rest of the muscles today along with several other pieces. So we have this table set up. We have enough tables. In fact, 2, 4, 6, 8. We have an extra table, so we don't have to use the clunky one.
By the end of the series, we'll have evened out, finally, tables and people.
Yeah, there you go. So what we're going to do today is we'll choose partners, we'll have somebody on the table, and we'll go through all of the muscles, then we'll switch people, and then put the other person on the table and go through them all again, okay? So we'll actually start by reviewing the 4 we did last week, So we'll go through all 14 today. And there's an advantage to not practicing or not learning with tables, and that is that you don't always have a table with you. And you really can do this anywhere, anytime, with just what you know and what you have on your body. And it's also much nicer to have a table. And so it's kind of a different skill. So we're going to do the tables, because when you have a table, I think in lots of ways it's easier. Some of the muscle tests are awkward, to say the very least, without a table. Wait till we get to the quadriceps, you know. It's like you're hanging on to somebody and checking the leg, you know. So anyway, it'll be good. What else am I going to remember today? And then I'll check in with you guys. I think today I'm going to teach you how to self-muscle test, so you have something else to practice with. I'll teach you a couple of different methods, and that means that we'll learn alarm points and some other things today too. So lots of good things. So let's do this. Let's just check in, you guys. The homework you had last week was to muscle test as many people as you could muscle test, or who would volunteer, or whatever, or as many people as you got around to. So let's check in and see how your experience was with that, and also any questions that came up for you during the week, and then we'll shift, we'll set goals, and we'll go for it. Okay. So anybody, just to check in, how was your week? How was your muscle testing experience? And any questions you have left over or came up? I did go randomly in a circle so you wouldn't have to think.
I wasn't here the following week, but I got kind of tested with candy, so maybe she could have.
I know, but she got you going,
she
huh?
Did, no, she did, and then I had already. It was funny because I was like, I have issues everywhere and whatever, but I have like a bum shoulder, so I wasn't sure if it was the weakness of my shoulder. So I guess that would be my question, because I have a very difficult time on this side because I did massage therapy.
Yeah.
And it just kind of blew it out, and so I couldn't tell if I was like, you know, full of issues, or if it was just because it's so, my whole shoulder is tender.
Yeah, there are a couple of things. Number one, a sore shoulder can make it harder to get an accurate muscle test. But the other piece is, so test the other side.
Okay.
The other piece, though, is that your job as a muscle tester is test as lightly as possible and still be able to detect a difference. So if you actually can feel it's a little stronger, and then when you pinch it, it's a little weaker, then you know you're getting an indication, you're getting good communication from the muscle. You still don't want to overuse it if it really is sore, you know, because doing a lot of muscle testing on a sore arm can, be fun. So we can switch if you need to, you know, switch hands or whatever.
Okay.
But and we'll be aware of it today.
Okay.
Good. Any good questions came up for you during the week?
No, I've just been really I was trying to listen to the tape. I didn't get to. We're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But
you mean how
I
to get it,
just,
you mean?
Yeah. Like we downloaded
we
it.
We actually downloaded it, but it's too long for one.
Oh yeah, it's 4 hours. The CD is like an hour and 20.
My jukebox, my music thing, and it wouldn't allow me to. So I have to keep trying.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you can't take. So.
I can put it on more than one CD.
You know, I could, but is that easy enough? It's probably easy enough for me to do to break it in 1 hour segments. If you guys aren't particular about if I break in the middle of time, I mean, I don't want to have to listen to it all and like edit it and stuff, but I can probably just go through and chunk it, you know, in hour blocks, and so you might miss a word or two with the transition. So I'll do that, okay? So that'll make it easier. And let's see, do I have that one? Yes, I do. So I can actually go down and go back and break that one down as well. Okay? So let me make a note. I'll do that.
Took me up. little bit to, I would start and then I'd think, no, wait a minute, that's not right, and then I'd have to go back to my paper and figure out what it was. By the time I finally got it all set in my head, it was too late to do very much, but at least I reviewed in my head and
good.
I didn't really get to pass on as much as I would have liked to.
All right, that's all right. We'll get more today, and you'll get little tidbits from the tapes. So that's good. Any questions that came up for you? Stuff that wasn't in your notes? That
not yet.
Okay. It'll get easier the more you use it. It starts to make some sense and settle into you. So, Jody, how was your week?
My main question is, and I'm not sure if this is because I'm not setting it up cleanly enough or not, but sometimes it would seem as if, you know, the arm would go down really easily, but then it would sort of come back.
Yep. Yeah. So usually what that's an indication of is like, I just call jumping it or surprising.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a way that easing in a little more will make sure that, you know, it's holding as you ease into it. Because otherwise what happens is, if the person is sort of surprised, if you come in a little fast, it will go down a bit until they get the message and then respond to it. Okay?
Yeah.
So you want to ease in more. And the idea with easing in, by the way, is that you actually just gradually, and it doesn't take a long time, but you just gradually increase the pressure as the person gradually gets the message and holds, okay? So there's no surprise there. So I think of it as like rolling into it, but it is just kind of like you come in and they go, oh, okay, I can just hold it there. So there aren't any surprises. And the same thing when you're done, by the way, ease off so the arm doesn't pop up or something when you're done. So that's a skill that'll come with practice. But that's what's causing that. Yeah, good. Any other questions or experiences?
That was the main one that kind of threw me.
Okay. And did you get some good muscle tests?
Yeah.
Good. Outstanding. Okay. Helps. And Phil, I'm glad you're here today. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm Phil, by the way. Hi.
That's right. We should introduce ourselves going around.
Again, but
yeah.
I'll start.
Go around.
I'm Nue.
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 And what's the whole name? Because it means rainbow.
Yes. Anue Noe.
I was going to say that, and I thought, that's almost like the fish. No, come on now. Okay, Anue Noe. Okay, so Anue. I knew it was rainbow. Okay.
Yes.
And Candy.
And I'm Sandy.
Jody.
Yeah.
Phil.
Okay.
Janet.
And Robert. Good. Thank you, guys. Okay, Phil, you're with us.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was flying in from Arizona last week, and I listened to the first half of last week's class, and I actually had some Touch for Health back in 94, and I haven't played around with it much since then, so I'm curious as to what is in there.
Yeah.
And, we'll come back. When you know, I guess in that first hour, you're talking about the twos and the rules of twos.
Yeah.
Blocking and switching. I was like, oh, yeah, some of that stuff is coming back. But the actual mechanics, I had a touch really lightly. I'm interested in exploring.
Good. So. Good. Yeah, most people test way too hard, and most Touch for Health instructors instruct way too hard. I know, you know, most people learn it by testing hard. And I just know over years and years and years of doing this that the lighter we test, the more accurate it is. So, because we're not testing muscle strength. I want to just say, I'll say several things again, but just because it'll sink in. We're actually testing muscle response. And that's different than strength.
Right.
So it either does what you say or it doesn't. It doesn't matter how strong it actually is. Which is why, anyway, it sometimes, you know, if the shoulder is sore, it can still test, it can still respond okay. I'm not doing strength. Okay.
And I'm guessing if it's such a light, subtle test, it wouldn't trigger then, you know, like if I'm being tested myself, you're like, oh, I'm strong.
Yeah, it doesn't trigger
yeah.
recruiting other muscles or you know, doing.
Yeah.
Kim, by the way, that was one of her questions because she was testing Sumner, her daughter. And Sumner is 13 and a willful little girl. I love her. She's just great. And she was determined that she wasn't going to, you know. So
right.
Kim would test her, and there's no way, you know, just because Sumner thought it was funny, you know. So it's sort of like the harder you test, the tendency is, oh, I'm not getting any response. Let me test harder. You actually want to test lighter because then the person, you can kind of sneak up on it before they recruit other muscles to do that. Yeah. So I'm glad you're here. And we'll have some hands-on with you today, so that'll be perfect. Yeah. Janet.
Oh, and Janet didn't muscle test, which is okay.
Uh-huh.
I have done muscle testing in the past, and I'm really liking this experience. It's completely different, just as you said. It's
yeah.
been from a heavier point of view. I was by myself a lot of the time, and I wasn't feeling particularly well. And when I was with friends,
wasn't the first thing
I
on your mind,
yeah.
yeah
so, I completely forgot, and I didn't
yeah.
have the opportunity. So I look forward to more of it, yeah.
Not a problem.
I had no bodies at my house either this week.
yeah, I mean, and that's the way it works sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
My muscle tested four people.
Good.
And I had different results. The first person I tested was my neighbor, and I was describing it to her, and you know, she goes, okay. And then I started doing it, she goes, this is kinesiology! And she described her experience, and you know, we went through the first two moves that we did and the balancing, and she said, everything she described is exactly what we're doing. I said, well, you had this done in upstate New York, and I said, well, it sounds like the kinesiologist knows touch for health, because she
yeah.
was saying, she goes, and she said all these words, and she was going through it. It was just like the demonstration you gave, what she described.
Oh, that's great. That's
yeah.
great. Yeah.
So, but I did have an experience with her. She was the only one who I was able to really do the muscle testing with. Everyone else, I kind of just did the teaching with the points and the balancing.
Right, switching and the stress.
Right.
Stress release, yeah.
And I had that experience, too, where at first, I went in too hard, and there was too much resistance. So then I said, well, wait a minute, I got to do this again. I remember I got to do it soft. I was very grateful that she was very willing to let me practice and do different things, because my big people day, I forgot all about it. You know, my Fridays are my day when I'm usually around a lot of people, and I forgot to say, I need to do this. And then I forgot to do it with my boyfriend, and then I did do it with my mom, and my mom... It was rather remarkable, because my mom has an illness where she's not able to move. She only communicates through blinking. And she's starting to, a lot of times, get where you can tell she's not quite there. She's in another
right.
dimension or realm. And she had that look the morning that I did it with her. She was kind of, you know, she was just not quite there. And I was telling her what I was going to do and what I'd been learning. And so I did the head balancing with her. And
yeah.
as soon as I did that, she came back into the room, and she was there, and she was present. And then, you know, I showed her the other points that I had learned, and I said, you know, we're going to do the rest of it as I learn it. And I could tell a huge difference in her.
Yeah.
It was remarkable. It was amazing to see that. And then the other two people that I did it on and explained it to, I basically was just explaining the acupressure points and that they could heal themselves and everything that you told us, you know,
correct.
That it's not us, the healers, but that they can do this for themselves. So it was neat. It was a good experience.
Good. And by the way, that's one of the things I mentioned before. Part of the practice is going to be sharing with people something you don't totally know yet, but working on how do you explain it and how do you develop a relationship that works. So that's really, really good, because you had several different experiences with that. Nice job. Graham.
I did not get a chance to balance other people one of those weeks.
yeah.
I did review the muscles and the points and everything on myself, you know, several times, because I've been practicing that anyway. And I did change the light bulbs over my desk to get rid of the CFL bulbs.
Ah, good.
Every time you talked about the fluorescent lights last get those out there.
When you can test yourself, by the way, which I will teach you today, and when you get good at it, which you'll learn with practice, you'll actually be able to test those kind of things and see if it's having an effect on you. And essentially, yeah, I'll tell you how to do that. So that's good. Thank you. Great. I did several balance things this week, so that was kind of fun. So, this is good. This is really good, and I appreciate you guys taking this and learning it and using it the way you're going to use it. So that's excellent. So, all right, making this up as we go along, I'm going to teach you today, first of all, how to test for emotions. And this is way out of sequence in terms of Touch for Health, because originally when John put Touch for Health together, he didn't even care about the emotions. Okay? I mean, they weren't there. They're now in his new book and all that kind of stuff. But we have some pretty thorough emotional charts. And we've got a really good one that came from another branch of kinesiology that we use mostly. What I'll say is that the reason we test emotions is we want to identify, I don't mean consciously now, we want to have the body get in touch with what's the primary emotional blockage there. Emotions actually dictate to the physiology. We think of it the other way around a lot of times, but emotions actually create physiological responses. And secondarily, you can have an emotional response that's created by the physiological response. But when you really come down to causality, it's the mental, it's your thoughts, which create emotions, which then create physiological responses, in that order. Okay, so by just noticing the emotions, it actually helps to let it go. Remember what I said last week: what you let show, you let go. The other statement to remember is awareness without judgment is healing. So my favorite worn out analogy is the garden hose. So if you've got a garden hose and you're out there watering your plants and you tug on the hose to go to the next plant and the water flow shuts off, most of us are intelligent enough to figure out, well, there's probably a kink in the hose, okay? Well, that's exactly what we're doing with muscle testing. We're testing along and we find out, whoops, there's a kink in the hose somewhere. The energy's not flowing. Now, most of us are wise enough to kind of look back over the hose and either from where we are, if it's close enough, to kind of flip the hose a little and get the kink out of it, okay, and get the water flowing, or walk back there and unkink it, but we get the water flowing. So it's not a big deal. What happens in a lot of therapy in our world is you get a kink in the hose and then you stand around complaining about the way they make lousy hoses nowadays. And who was it that rolled these hoses anyway so that it, when I unrolled it, it comes out crooked and then it kinks? And in point of fact, maybe somebody did it to me on purpose. And all of this time, by the way, your plants are dying of thirst. The hose is still kinked and no energy is moving. Okay? So where we are with all of this, this is not therapy. It's not talk therapy. It's not any kind of therapy. We don't care. I don't even care that you know why the hose is kinked. So it's not a conscious process. It's noticing, oh, there's an emotional blockage, has something to do with anger, da-da-da-da-da-da. So let it go. Because the body, the physiology, given the option, as long as you don't stick it by analyzing it, okay, get it stuck by analysis, the body's going to say, this doesn't belong here, and it's going to let it go. So when we do emotions, and this is one of the things that really makes a huge difference in clearing, when you get the emotion, all you're doing is noticing it, and then you move right on. Okay? So the person doesn't have to say how they feel. They don't have to explain it. They don't have to figure out where it came from. You got the picture, right? All right. So emotions are very, very, very important. When we're doing the five elements, the 14 muscles. Okay, so let me get my book. So for the moment, let's see where we hid this. Probably closer up to around. I'm going to give you a couple of variations on this theme, and then we'll actually do it. Page 8. There ought to be something, five moving energies, basic emotions, five elements, basic emotions. You guys see that? And so I haven't talked about that today, and I'm going to try to. That's good. We'll have a full day. I'm going to talk a little about the five elements in Chinese acupuncture. Okay? It looks like this one. And the elements are fire, earth, metal, water, wood. And those are elements or energies that really control everything. And so there are some emotions. There are positive and what I'm going to call limiting emotions. I could say positive and negative, but essentially you have emotions which are freeing, like love, priorities, hope, forgiveness, and intimacy. And you have emotions that are limiting, like anger, no priorities, hopeless, hatred, or fear of intimacy. Okay? So I don't care how you say it, but essentially there are emotions that are related. So those are fire emotions. So I could just muscle test. Jen, let me borrow you for a minute. I'm going to use you here.
Okay.
Now I'm going to turn her around. So today I'm standing behind her again, so you guys can see. I need my chair. See, I need to come back a little more so Nui can see it better. All right. So hold right here. All right. So I do a basic muscle test. You'll do that again in a minute. I pinch it. See if it turns off. It does. Spread it out. Turns back on. So we have communication. Okay. So now, if I want to know what the emotion that's primarily blocking up energy for her, I can just test the five elements. And I can just say fire, earth, metal, right there. So, not the mind, not the body. She doesn't have to know anything about the five elements or anything else. The body responds, metal. There's some emotion in the metal realm. Now, I could just leave it at that, but I also have a few emotions here. So in metal, I can test the list now. I can say inspiration, prejudice, expression, withholding, enthusiasm, contempt, release. So there's stress on that, okay? Now, here's a very, very important concept. Sometimes we have stress because there's a limiting emotion that's kind of taking over. Sometimes we have stress because there's a positive or freeing emotion that we really want to have more of, and we're working hard at it. Okay? So you can be just as out of balance by resisting something or by really leaning and trying really hard to get something. Does that make sense?
So it's really tied into the Buddhist idea of attachment.
Yeah, you bet.
So it could be anything you're wanting or you're pushing away.
Yeah, either way, thank you. Yeah, it's a great way to look at it. So right now, I wouldn't say she's, you know, the emotion is feeling release. The emotion is wanting to feel more release. Okay? Now she's smiling because her brain is going, yeah, sure makes sense to me. And a lot of times, by the way, there's going to be that recognition. But I have to be totally neutral, and I have to not care what it is, what the story is, what it's all about, or anything like that, because otherwise what happens is she gets caught up in it. Okay? So if it's a positive emotion, the way you say it is wanting to feel more of that emotion. Okay? So in her case, wanting to feel more release. So there are layers of emotions. So I'm going to do one more with this chart, and then I'm going to run you to another chart. Okay? I'm going to run you through about three charts to give you some choices. So I can go back right now, if we haven't done too much waiting around, and just say release. And it tests strong. So there's no more stress on wanting to feel more release because she's already noticed that and gone, oh, yeah, sure, okay, I got that. And it's no longer a big deal. It's seen, it's known, it's not hidden in the background, it's not interfering with her energy. So I can go back through again. And whenever I go back through again, and you won't usually go through more than once, I mean, until we get to ELB, then we'll do again and again and again sometimes, okay? But if I go back through again, I always start back at the beginning. I don't say, well, okay, I've already checked those, because emotions are in layers, and I don't know what the next layer is. The next layer could be a fire or an earth emotion that we went by before, and they didn't show up because they weren't at the top of the pile. Okay? So I go back. Yeah, Graham.
When you say start over at the beginning, is fire, Yeah. Specifically the beginning, or you just saying do them all?
Yeah.
It is ordered.
Yeah, it is sort of, that's kind of where we consider the beginning, yeah.
Okay.
And you could start anywhere, but wherever your beginning is, start there, and I always start at 5.
Okay.
There are a lot of reasons for that. So I'll go back through again. So fire, earth, metal, water, wood. Okay, so we have wood, so we have transformation, stubborn. Feeling stubborn. Now, when she smiled, a little laughter, a little smile, says, okay, she's already let it go. Okay, I mean, really, right now, stubborn. You know, and I could test all day on stubborn, and it's just fine. Because she already noticed it, let it go, and it was humorous. Laughter really helps. Now, to keep us from diagnosing or getting people stuck, we come up with a limiting emotion here, which is feeling stubborn. So always I want to give where that energy can go. So where can it go? Because these are paired up, you notice. So it's feeling stubborn, wanting to feel more transformation. So that's the way I would say it. Okay? So it's not like feeling stubborn, because then the person can say, well, I'm not stubborn. But you get the point. I mean, they don't have to go, wow, why am I so stubborn? No, just is feeling stubborn, wanting to feel more transformation. And automatically, not only does the awareness free up that stubborn energy, but it also tells it where to go to experiencing more transformation. So we have feeling stubborn, wanting to feel more transformation, and that's clear. So fire, earth, okay, so we have earth, so we have faith, anxiety, nourished, hungry, approval, disapproval, feeling disapproval, wanting to feel more approval. So feeling disapproval, wanting to feel more approval, fire, earth, metal, water, wood. So I just went through now. So there were actually 3 layers of emotions, you know, on basically nothing, by the way, other than what she came up here with. We don't even have a goal yet, okay? That'll really bring up some good stuff. So she had 3 layers of emotion. Now, usually we're only going to get the first one, because then we're going to go balance and that will get everything else. But I just wanted to show you, the body will tell you what's top, what's next. So does that make some sense? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's a good beginning. By the way, when I teach you today how to self-muscle test, one of the very most valuable things you can do for yourself is muscle test for emotions. No matter what's going on, if you have a hangnail, get the emotions. Okay? And you know, I mean, if you're upset, get the emotions. If you're hungry, get the emotion. I mean, if you're hungry and you don't want to be. You know what I'm saying? It's like anything that's going on, it isn't totally peaceful for you, get the emotions. Because what that will do is it'll move that energy without doing anything else. It'll move that energy so quickly that you come right back into much more resourceful state. So this is the most simplistic chart. Fire, earth, metal, water, wood. And then you just check each word in the pairs, and you go from there. The next, I was showing the wrong side. Okay, the next side, you go ahead.
What's the old meaning?
Energetic life balancing. And that is the whole big body of work that we developed out of this that I showed that demo last week with Betty, okay? And that, by the way, is what we're going to do for those of you who want to, what we're going to do after Touch for Health. Okay? And by the way, just to tell you, my picture is to give you the basics of it, give you all of the material so that once you understand how to do it and know some of the basic pieces and understand the concepts involved, pretty much you'll be able to add on things as you want. So there'll be a lot of self-learning that'll be available to you, but at any rate, so I'm going to open some doors for you on that one, if you want. Okay, next page, page 9. There's a meridian emotion chart. Each of the elements actually controls some of the meridians. So the fire element has 4 meridians in it. The other elements have 2 meridians each, and central and governing meridians. Remember I said last week they sort of are the hub of the wheel? Well, they're not really part of the elements. They're the organizing principle, if you will. Okay? So I could go through the same way with a muscle test, and I could go through fire, earth, metal, water, wood. So fire goes out. Then I could go through and go small intestine, triple warmer, heart, and circulation. Okay, and which one of those goes out and that gives me an emotion? Does that make sense? Do I need to demo that? I'm going to go a little more complicated one next anyway. This one really just has kind of the major pairing of emotions for each meridian. Later on, as we balance, one of the things you'll notice is that when things are out of balance, I'm going to get you in the habit of just kind of saying while you're rubbing points and doing stuff, oh, this has to do with joy, lightness, buoyancy, hope, elation, harmony, or this has to do with self-love and self-esteem, or this has to, you know, just mention an emotion that goes with the meridian that you're balancing as you begin to learn them, okay? So here's a simple organization of that.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you just do the elements here, or do you say something about central and governing also?
No, just the elements.
Just skip over those. They're
yeah.
There for
yeah. Now, page 9A. This is one of my crowning achievements from 100 years ago. Lots and lots of research into the historical emotions related to each of the meridians. And unfortunately, it doesn't come out in nice circles otherwise, but it's the same five elements, if you notice. It's just a little different shape because there's a lot of words in here. Okay? So this chart is a good chart to use for muscle testing emotions. So who else wants to clear an emotion or two? Come on up. And by the way, exactly the same principle, just a few more divisions or subcategories to play with. Scoot over to your left a little more. Perfect. Thank you. Hold your arm right here for me. Hold that. Good job. Pinch it. Turns off. Spread it out. Turns back on. Good. So I still go through with this one because it's based on the five elements. Fire, earth, metal. Okay? So in metal, we have two meridians. So we have lung, large intestine. So it's the large intestine meridian. Right now, by the way, we're just using the meridians as a way to access the emotions in a little finer detail, okay? So I go down the large intestine list. And I like to go left and right side, you know, back and forth and back and forth to the positive and the limiting. But you can do it any way you want. So it's self-worth, guilt, merciful, unmerciful, feeling unmerciful, wanting to feel more merciful. And by the way, remember, emotions can be your feelings toward others, others' feelings toward you, your feelings toward yourself, others' feelings toward others. It doesn't matter what the flow is, but there's something about that that's causing some blockage. So
can you just tell me, I missed the transition. It was metal was where you found the weakness and lung.
And then lung was okay,
and then
large intestine went out. So then I went to large intestine, and I went self-worth. Guilt,
okay.
Merciful, unmerciful.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oops, excuse me. Okay. So hold right here. So merciful. So it's unmerciful. Why do you feel more merciful? Okay. So fire. Okay, something there. So small intestine. Small intestine is there. She's a soft touch, so I have to make sure. Sometimes when the very first thing goes out, you think, did we miss it or whatever? So it's okay to check again. So it was small intestine. So we have joy, sorrow. Hold right here. Joy, sorrow, quality, inferior, appreciated, unappreciated. Right. So feeling unappreciated, wanting to feel more appreciated. So feeling unappreciated, wanting to feel more appreciated. Okay? And we could keep going through again and again, layer and layer, until there were no more layers. Thank you. So, you see what we've done now, all I've done is I've given you more words, more choices. That doesn't necessarily make it better. You know, we could just get to the small intestine and say, okay, well, primarily small intestine is about feeling a lack of priorities and wanting to feel more joy. Because you see what's written right under there? Right under the word small intestine, it says lack of priorities, which is the primary imbalance when it's at meridian, wanting to feel more joy. So you could just keep it real simple.
What's the advantage of one way or the other?
The advantage of actually checking a longer list is you get a little more specific emotion. In other words, while they're all related, if I look down, you know, joy, equality, appreciated, nourished, I can't even read this, that's problem with this one, it's small. Assimilation, remembering, cooperative, all of those are kind of related, but they each have a little different flavor. And it doesn't matter what's right or not, it's a matter of what the energy of the person actually responds to. So all this does is give you more variety for the person to respond to.
How long does it stay cleared out until you feel that way again?
How long does it stay cleared out? It stays cleared out until you bring it up again. Now, it may be, by the way, that sometimes we have our own favorite emotions and they come up again and again and again, but that's just because there are a lot of varieties and a lot of flavors, and that's another reason why having a list is good, because it may be that small intestine comes up again and again and again, but it's a different word on it each time. And we just keep thinking of it as, you know, being pissed off or being confused or being whatever it is, but it gets a little more specific and it chips away at it, okay? And it doesn't mean, by the way, that once you notice and let it go, it doesn't mean the hose is never going to get kinked again. You know, it could get kinked every single day. The key here is, how quickly do I notice that the hose is kinked, and how quickly do I unkink it so I have the energy flowing again? And eventually what happens is we begin to notice, you know what, every time I do this, that hose kinks. I think I'm going to do this a different way today. And then the hose stops kinking on you. So it's awareness again. And then you become a little more proactive, or you change your habitual pattern responses so that you don't keep bringing up the same stuff again.
And observation, when you had your emotions triggered, when Janet had her emotions triggered,
mm-hmm.
you felt the reaction, to see you respond.
Mm-hmm.
When you triggered mine, I felt like I was going to start crying.
You bet. You bet.
Same thing.
Exactly. And you notice, by the way, I mean, we could say, wow, it'd be therapeutic to have her cry and get it out and let it change. But the truth of the matter is, it's no more therapeutic to do that. In fact, sometimes it gets you more stuck in it, because then it brings up other emotions about crying in front of people, or just the crying brings up more depth of the stuff. And all we want to do is just notice it and let it go. Notice it and let it go. Notice it and let it go. And that's why, by the way, men especially, but ladies as well, men especially love the energetic life balancing work, because all the emotional work is just like this. Notice, let go, move on, move on, move on. We don't ever say, how do you feel? You know, let me see, how do I want to feel? You know, and we never say, why do you feel that way? You know, I mean, there's nothing other than just notice and let it go. And yes, stuff comes up.
So it's always an immediate response, because when I did the Rosen work, the first session I had, she said, you need to clear your schedule for the rest of the day because things are going to come up. And it didn't for a couple hours, but then it came up, and
yeah.
I was like, I feel worse than I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
This stuff is horrible. And then it went, and it was gone.
Yeah. So the advantage, by the way, of Touch for Health, and I'm going to kind of mix metaphors now, Touch for Health and ELB, ELB even more so because it's based on a priority system. But this has its own inherent priority system. The advantage is that you're never digging down. There are some systems which kind of dig down and find the underlying emotion. But what you've done then is it's kind of like taking the bottom brick out of a pile, and then sometimes the whole pile collapses and it's really uncomfortable and messy. What this does, and what a priority balancing of any kind does, is it takes the bricks off the top of the pile. So there's nothing to collapse, there's no leftovers, there's no side effects, there's no anything lingering from all of that. You know, the worst thing that you have is you have this little kind of empty feeling going, wow, there used to be a big brick wall over there. I kind of miss it, you know. I used to hang things on that wall, you know. But there is a way that your life kind of reorganizes around that. But it's not the same as having things collapse on you or having things kind of well up, because we're not digging down to the depths and getting the real issue. We're peeling it off so that when we get to the real issue, it peels off just as easy as every other layer. That makes some sense? So we're not interested in catharsis or anything like that, and stuff can come up. But notice that, you know, you had this urge to cry, or you had this emotional response, and then we go right on, and you're actually just fine. You know, it's sort of like it'll pass, and there she's still working on it. The stuff is still going through, but the energy's moving now, and that's all that matters. The energy just needs to move, and it'll find its own right place to go.
So it is something that's easy to integrate in people's lives.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not going to be such a radical healing crisis or change.
Yeah. Almost never will you have a healing crisis, physically, mentally, or emotionally. Okay? Mostly what happens, the primary homework that I send people home with in terms of awareness is just be aware of how things may be subtly more positive. Notice things that start working just a little bit better in your life, because that's what you begin to notice. It's not a big deal. It's not like suddenly you have this awakening. Some people do, but not most of them. Mostly just kind of a subtle thing like, wow, yeah, now that I think about it, things actually are going pretty smoothly, you know? And sure, from time to time, things go smoothly, and then you run, I guess, the next layer. Okay, well, that's great. I mean, stuff happens in life. And we do run up against these brick walls, and we come back and we chip away at that one. But you kind of get the picture now. It's priority-based rather than core or root-based. It's priority-based, which means you get down to it more quickly, more easily, and it's not messy. Okay?
Robert,
yeah.
Question about these squares for each element.
Yes.
So I see you have at the top, metal, for instance.
Yeah.
And underneath it says enthusiasm, depression, joy, sadness, grief, guilt. That's kind of like the metal.
That's the overall metal. And so if you go back, by the way, to the chart that just
before
had
that.
The metal on it, the very first one, okay, you'd see some of those words on there.
Okay. And now what is to the right of metal? It says depression, fatigue. Why are they there, and what is this? So I noticed it's basically
the
a
primary.
Negative,
yeah.
Things.
So let me get this. This chart, by the way, was designed to have everything and the kitchen sink on it. Okay, and it got even fuller because I ended up with these extra spaces on the upper left and upper right, so I put in some other things. Okay, and it works really well if you blow it up to about poster size, so you can actually read it. All right, but so. So since you're playing with metal, let's play with metal for a minute. So everybody look at metal. On the right, depression and fatigue. Always on the right, if the element is out of balance, those are the primary limiting emotions that you will experience. Okay? For the overall element. To the left of that, to the left of metal, you'll see it says weeping, blue, and G sharp. Okay? That means, because we're going to talk some other time the last week about some alternate corrections, crying, weeping, actually helps to heal or balance imbalances in lung or large intestine, in the metal element. The color blue, just looking at the color blue, will make a weak indicator muscle for lung or large intestine strong. Just looking at the color blue. Listening to the note G sharp will actually rebalance the metal element and or individually lung or large intestine meridian. So those are alternative corrections. That's just ghost friends. Those are alternative corrections that you can also use instead of neurolymphatics and neurovasculars, which we're going to focus on as we go through this, okay? If you go down to the very bottom, the season associated with metal is autumn. And when you're out of balance in the autumn season, and I don't just mean in the autumn of the year, I'm talking about, we go through seasons with everything, like cycles and seasons, okay? Which is a whole other workshop thing, okay? But if you're under energy, if you're under expressing the energy of autumn, then you're in sadness, regret, and grief. If you're over expressing, over energized in autumn, it's apathy or indifference. And a balanced expression in autumn is having compassion. And so that's a whole nother way of balancing things and addressing things. And someplace in the ELB, I'll show you that.
Sorry, which did you say was over and under?
Left.
The plus and the minus? So the one with the plus is...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I need to put my glasses on. Yeah, I did it backwards. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I did it backwards.
Oh, you did?
Plus is over. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The plus is over energy.
So
So to the left is
it's over. Yeah.
No, there's a little tiny plus.
There's a little plus in front of sadness. Thank you, Graham.
It's small.
Oh, plus is over?
Over energy,
yeah,
and minus is
under.
Under.
Oh, that's the way I wrote it.
And the equal and the equal sign is the balance. Okay.
Oh, that's an equal?
That's an equal in front of compassion. Yeah, I know. It does look like it's not, doesn't it? Okay, so yeah.
She was just mentioning whether this element has anything to do with what your own element is, like if you're
are you prone to it? Because I'm a metal baby, and so
yeah.
I think I'm more prone to everything that's on that list.
Yeah, a lot of times it's not necessarily true, but mm-hmm. if there is, I mean, it can set up a tendency to go out of balance in that element. You bet. So if you look at your birth signs relative to the elements, which we're not going to do here, you know, if you're a metal sign, if you were born in the sign of metal, you may have a tendency to be out of balance in metal more often.
Does air translate to metal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And these are the five elements in the Chinese and the acupressure versus the four elements. And so it's fire, earth, metal, water, wood, which is fire, earth, air,
water,
and then wood is really an overall element. It's
like
an all-encompassing element.
Like ether.
Yeah, like ether.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's kind of the organization of this chart. So there are lots of ways you can use it. You can use it in lots of depth. You can use it real superficially. And it's very hard to read, and I do know that. All right. The last emotional chart, and then we're going to go on from here. Oh, I do want to say something about this. On the five element emotions. At some point in time, I do have it on the quick reference sheets at the back of your material for the muscle testing. I have on there, I think. Where did it go? Oh, I did put it in there. Good. Okay. Yeah, these guys at the very, yeah. You'll notice in the right-hand side there, under correction, I have the two primary positive emotions for each meridian.
Sorry,
on your quick reference sheets, that's back on page 33.
Okay.
Okay.
33,
you
said primary what?
Emotion. So you see where it says the central meridian on page 33. On the right-hand side, it says correction. It tells you. It'll tell you an emotion or two there.
That's sort of like the emotion he was saying whenever he found a muscle out on Betty last week. He just mentioned this is about, you know, X
success
and
self-respect. So central meridian is about success and self-respect. Because again, I'm rubbing points, I'm doing things, we're balancing energy, we might as well give that energy an emotional direction to go. So what I'm saying to you is that ultimately you can use the words I have on there, so you have a couple of emotional words that you're real familiar with and you begin to learn, okay? So it just kind of trips off your tongue. But you can go back to this chart here and pick your favorite emotions that you like to say for each of the meridians. That's a way to incorporate emotions without having to muscle test for emotions on every meridian that's out of balance, is just to mention a couple of the positive emotions. Does that make sense? So you're rubbing points, and you're saying, hey, this is large intestine. It's all about letting go and self-worth and enlightenment. Okay, because that's...
I'm not following.
Okay.
Instead of going by the chart, you're suggesting thinking of an emotion.
Yeah. I did leap. I'm sorry about that. When we actually test for an emotion, and in Touch for Health, the primary time when we test for an emotion is relative to the goal at the beginning of the balancing.
Right.
And we use one of these charts mm-hmm. that I'm going over right now. Every meridian that's out of balance, when we're sitting here rubbing neurolymphatic points or holding neurovascular points to balance it,
mm-hmm.
every meridian has its own emotions, as we've just seen, bunches of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, when you're actually rubbing points or holding points to balance that meridian, it's nice to mention, just mention, not to test, but just to mention one or two of the positive emotions relative to that meridian to help that energy emotionally know how to rebalance itself.
Thank you.
So I did jump, and I'm sorry about
that. No, that's good. Thank you for explaining.
So pretty much in touch for help. In energetic life balancing, by the way, you will stop and get an emotion on absolutely everything. Okay? But because the meridians in touch for health and the muscles that we're balancing are related to the meridians, they have their own related emotions, it's just as effective to mention a few of the positive or desired emotions relative to that meridian while you're doing the correction. So you don't take extra time to muscle test to get emotions or anything like that. I'm introducing emotions right now because we always want to get an emotion on the goal. And I want you to have the emotional testing tool for yourself. So when I teach you self-muscle testing, you know how to get emotions for yourself. And you can go through two or three or four or five layers of emotions until it's all clear anytime you want in less than a minute. I mean, boom, 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 you know, next one, next one, next one, next, a couple of minutes, okay? But you hear what I'm saying. You can do it real quickly, easily, and then get on with your life. So I want you to know how to test emotions. And when you set a goal at the beginning of the balancing, I want you to get an emotion on that goal. Okay? That's why I'm going through all of this stuff here.
But the order of these isn't the same order as fire, earth, and metal.
Yeah, it is.
It's central and governing.
Well, central and governing is in the middle there. So I still go around fire, earth, metal, water, wood. I'm sorry. The order of the testing. No. The testing, I'll show you a little more about five elements, but the energy runs between the elements, and so the testing is in the order kind of that the energy flows, not by element, but from meridian to meridian to meridian within the body.
Okay.
Yeah, I misunderstood when you talked about testing, what you were looking at. So, yeah.
If you actually draw the meridians, doesn't the end of one attach to the beginning of another?
Yeah.
So it makes sort of one continuous.
So you can kind of say, oh, this meridian goes here, ends there, this one picks up here and goes over here, and then this one picks up here and goes down here, and then this one picks up over here.
So it's more of a physiological connection within the system where this is...
That's organized by energy, yeah.
By doing the meridians in that order, it makes sure the flow is open upstream before you clear out the dams downstream so that there's actually energy to go through once you've cleared out the dams.
Now, the last chart I'm giving you has nothing to do with touch for health. The rest of these barely have anything to do with touch for health. But this has absolutely nothing to do with touch for health. It's called a behavioral barometer. I like it a lot because it comes out of 3-in-1 concepts, which is a lot of the educational kinesiology and other work. It's a very, very good chart from lots of perspectives. It's also very easy to use. In a lot of ways, it's a lot less complicated than all of the meridians and emotions related to that. So let me have somebody who wants to clear an emotion. I'll show you how to use this chart. It's pretty simple. Jody.
Can I just ask you a question, Robert? As you're testing, you're standing behind, and yet last week we were learning how to test in front, and I just wanted you to
the
say
reason I'm doing that right
that.
Now is I'm demoing, so I want you to be able to see.
Of course. But
otherwise,
is there a difference?
Yeah. Well, there is a difference just because right now when I'm behind, she's kind of, I mean, the advantage is she's in her own world, okay?
Right.
The disadvantage is she might feel kind of separate. And so you want to have a little more connection.
Okay,
I mean,
got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But there's a reason why the tables are good. Because you'll be laying down and standing up and then you're
you've got
there,
that connection, but you don't have a face-to-face kind
connect.
Of a thing.
Yeah. I've learned from the back before.
Yeah. So it's more clinical this way, which means it sometimes feels more clinical and more detached, and you end up feeling more like an object.
Right.
Okay. Test. That's good. Okay. Now looking at the behavioral barometer, I want you to notice there are three major categories: conscious, subconscious, body. Okay, so that's where I start. Right here, home. Conscious. Clear. Subconscious is not. So I stop right there. All right, now, the next thing you'll notice, and by the way, in color.
I got it here.
Oh,
you want to see the color version?
Mm. Yeah,
oh.
Color.
That's why yours looks like
it. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Such a gray.
Yeah. So in color, it looks like that. So there are each band of color is a different category. Okay, so we have subconscious is out, so there's some stress in there. So I go to, and notice I'm going to do by pairs right now. I'm doing the